International criticism is not letting up, but Israel's leaders remain firm that the blockade of Gaza will continue. They say many in the world do not understand Israel's position.
Once again, Israel faces hypocrisy and a biased rush to judgment.
Israel has barred entry of civilian goods like cement that it says could also have military uses for militants in Gaza who seek the destruction of the Jewish state. The United States, the European Union, and others have criticized Israel's policy. Dory Gold is a past advisor to Mr. Netanyahu.
We got a problem. We've got a Hamas regime, which is part of the Muslim Brotherhood global network. It has fired rockets at Israeli civilians for years. It is an ally of Iran, and it still calls for the destruction of the state of Israel, and has not changed its ideology one bit. So what is Israel supposed to do? Trust Hamas?
Long before the May 31st flotilla incident, some in Israel were calling for a revision of the blockade. One of them is Shlomo Brom, a retired brigadier general in the Israeli army. He was in charge of strategic planning.
Containment is mostly effective when the other party have something to lose, because then you can deter it. If in our policies we are pushing Hamas with their backs to the wall and bringing Hamas to a situation in which they have nothing to lose, then it's counterproductive.
Much of the aid carried by the Mavi Marmara and other ships in the Turkish-led flotilla is sitting at Israeli terminals like this one. Hamas refuses to let it in. Organizers of the aid flotilla say their goal was not so much to get aid to Gaza, but to call attention to the blockade.
We have no problems getting volunteers. We have no problems getting money. We have no problems getting more boats.
Analysts say the activists and Hamas have scored a public relations victory.
It is very difficult and very inconvenient for a government in the position of Israel to yield under pressure, because that creates a perception of surrender, of a victory of the other side. And actually, that's the way that Hamas is presented it in all its propaganda organs, that this flotilla operation was a big victory. It was, to some sense, a big victory on the TV screens, on the arena of propaganda and media. And that makes it very difficult for the Israeli government to reconsider the policies.
Further challenges lie ahead for Israel, with flotilla organizers, including some in Iran, vowing to keep the boats coming. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.